How winter blues affects workplace performance, and 7 ways to help it. Jaco Oosthuizen, the co-founder and MD of U-Life South Africa. Winter may bring cooler weather, but it also brings a chilling decline in employee well-being, and businesses should be paying attention. According to the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, SADAG, 1 in 3 South Africans will experience a mental health disorder in their lifetime. What's more, 90% of South Africans with mental illnesses go without care. The colder months often intensify symptoms of anxiety and depression, especially those linked to seasonal affective disorder, SAD. U-Life, a leading insurtech in workplace well-being, warns that ignoring the impact of seasonal mental health shifts can result in reduced productivity, higher absenteeism, and increased risk of burnout. We tend to see spikes in fatigue, disengagement, and emotional distress between May and August. It's not just about mood, it's a business issue too, explains Jaco Oosthuizen, the co-founder and MD of U-Life South Africa. A recent UK-based HR review study found that 66% of employees feel less productive during the winter months, a sentiment echoed in local insights. The combination of decreased sunlight, disrupted sleep patterns, comfort eating, and reduced physical activity creates a perfect storm for mental and emotional stagnation. Warning signs employers can't ignore. The symptoms of winter-related depression are often brushed off as just being tired, but they can escalate quickly. Look out for persistent low mood or irritability, excessive sleep, but ongoing fatigue, difficulty concentrating, withdrawal from social or team interactions, emotional eating and weight fluctuations, feelings of worthlessness or guilt. Left unchecked, these issues not only affect individuals, but they also have a cumulative effect on team morale and company performance. 7 ways to aid your people this winter. U-Life recommends a proactive approach, grounded in daily habits and organizational culture shifts. Prioritize daylight exposure. Encourage walking meetings or lunchtime breaks outside to boost vitamin D and serotonin levels. Encourage movement. Exercise increases endorphins. Simple step challenges or app-based well-being challenges and rewards, like the U-Life app, can boost motivation, promote mindful rest, help employees stick to healthy sleep routines, encourage the use of annual leave to recharge, and offer flexible scheduling where possible. Normalize mental health conversations. Equip managers to check in with empathy and connect employees to support services early. Support better nutrition. Promote balance over restriction. Healthy food doesn't have to be boring. Create social touchpoints. Whether it's team check-ins, coffee chats, or social afternoon Fridays, connection keeps isolation at bay. Lead with empathy. Show that your culture authentically prioritizes well-being, not just performance. It pays off in long-term engagement and retention. The cost of ignoring winter's impact on mental health is far greater than the cost of prevention. With the right strategies in place, and the right tools to track well-being, organizations can turn the coldest months into a time of resilience, connection and care. Ends. Author. At Jaco Oosthuizen. U-Life plus posts bio at Jaco Oosthuizen, U-Life /Malongui-disabled-linkthey biggest HR trends for 2025 at Jaco Oosthuizen, U-Life /Malongui-disabled-linkone size rarely fits all at Jaco Oosthuizen, U-Life /Malongui-disabled-link U-Life, leading UK insurtech, expands to South Africa to transform the insurance and well-being industry at Jaco Oosthuizen, U-Life /Malongui-disabled-link U-Life, successful UK insurtech is coming to SA, join us at our launch. Share on your socials.